Well, I'm here in Jesmond Library with Mark Thurston from Newcastle Libraries. On Monday, Jesmond Library reopens after a few weeks of refurbishment. Mark, what kind of changes will people see when they come through the doors on Monday?
I suppose the first change they'll see is the doors will open automatically. It's part of a big accessibility programme we've got in the library to make the building much more user-friendly but much more accessible to everybody. Mm-hmm. So automatic doors, enlarged community room, which we hope will have a lot more use, mm-hmm. with its own kitchen, and perhaps quite importantly in the Jesmond area around here, a public toilet, an accessible public toilet. That's the main things people will probably see.
Right.
As well as that, we've redecorated whole building, including new light scheming, new carpet, bringing back the original look, the original design of the 1960s building. It's a listed building, so we thought it was really important to bring the building right up to date in modern terms for our service, but give it the look of the original.
It's quite a distinctive building, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the building?
Yeah, it was designed in 1963 by Harry Faulkner Brown. So it's coming up to its 50th anniversary. The architect was very keen that the building was refurbished for its 50th anniversary. It was a particular favourite of his. Unfortunately, he died a couple of years ago. But sort of true to his memory, we've used his initial scheme to refurbish it to do most of the work this time. And hopefully, he'd be proud of what we've done.
And there are a couple of new innovations within the library as well?
Yeah, we've got our self-issue equipment, radio frequency identification technology, which means that people can come in and return their own books, issue their own books if they want to. Staff are still here, so it's not an empty building without any staff in. It's been a system that was being very successfully trialled across the city, and we're slowly rolling it out through all our libraries. It seemed an ideal opportunity to bring it into Jesmond Library when we're doing it up, and hopefully it'll be well received.
Terrific. And do you think these changes will encourage more people to use the library?
I'm sure they will. I mean, the building's very distinctive, as you said, but hopefully it'll be a little more noticeable now it's nice, bright and clean, and people will feel a little more easy and more confident just to wander straight in.
Yes, because libraries are facing a difficult challenge at the moment, aren't they?
They are. We have made it clear that we don't want to cut back the services we offer in Newcastle, and in fact we want to improve the services. Jesmond is quite a well used, albeit a small local library. I see no reason for that to change. See if we can get more people coming in and using it.
Terrific. Many thanks, Mark. There we are. We haven't had a minute to spare.